Sounds like crazy fingers, peals of fragile thunder, keeping time. Recall the days that still ought to come.
See you.
pass away when I try.
She delightful. Space Lady on the Street of Dreams. I'm such a sucker for her. She used to play on the streets of Berkeley quite a bit. That was her cover there of Across the Universe for your ears right here on Radio Valencia. Ooh, that's lovely. How's that? Is that better? That's much better. I feel better now just even looking at it. My name's John Hell. I'm looking at things and they feel good to me. Just before that, Grateful Dead off of the newly remastered 1975 Blues for Allah record. It's not really pronounced that. That's what everybody calls it. It should really be Blues for Allah. But there you go. Crazy Fingers, the name of the track we heard. Jimmy Cliff, who just passed away last week. Title track from the amazing soundtrack, The Harder They Come. That was an alternate version. Started off the set there with a brand new track from the band Main. That's M-I-E-N. That's the name of the band, M-I-E-N. And Evil People is the name of the track that we heard. And I am fascinated. Alex Moss, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Moss is the vocalist. And when I heard the song, John Carr, my dear friend and sound man, John Carr, sent me this track. And he's like, dude, you're going to love this. And I heard it and I'm like, wait a minute, that guy sounds like the singer from the Black Angels. And sure enough, oh my God, what do you know? It's the singer from the Black Angels. Isn't that ridiculous? Anyway, M-I-E-N is the name of the band. Is that pronounced Maine? Sure, why not? We can go with that. And the track, again, Evil People. My assumption is they're going to be playing at the chapel sometime soon. John Hell, that's me. Radio Valencia, that's the place to be. Coming up tonight at 10. Stick around for Beyond All Limits with DJ Doug. And a little Hiss Muppet. They're going to be going till midnight tonight. And that's the thing that we do. Hey, brand new music right now. Brand new music. Kate Vargas. You know Kate Vargas from her amazing solo efforts, along with the records that she does as Sergeant Splendor. That's her and Eric McFadden. She has a brand new record out called Golden Hour in the House of Louis of Lugosi. This record is so much fun. It's really, I could just like throw a dart, and every song on there I'm a huge fan of. I'm going to play a track for you right now called I Once Was a Contender. Radio Valencia. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone for your glory.
story. Radio Valencia. Some goat off of their 2024 self-titled. That was Dollar Bill. How fun is goat, right? How fun are they? Go see them when they come to your town. Kate Vargas, just before that, off of her latest release, Golden Hour in the House of Lugosi. We heard I Was Once a Contender. John Hell, that's my name. Go until 10 o'clock tonight. Always a pleasure to be here with you. Thanks so much. You know, one day I should do it like an AMA, right? And ask me anything. I should just do that. By the way, I get a lot of these to read to you. I love reading PSAs to you. Like this one. The Bay Area Crisis Nursery is an organization dedicated to helping families with young children. From newborns to five-year-olds, they aim to provide emergency child care services to families in need, providing up to 60 days of child care a year. Through their Family Resource Navigation Program, their goal is to give referrals and assistance to parents and caregivers dealing with life's challenges. This includes referrals for housing, mental health services, employment assistance, domestic violence services, and more. They also offer parenting skills classes in a non-judgmental environment. To find out more information, visit Bay Area Crisis Nursery.org. That's one long word, Bay Area Crisis Nursery.org. Go until 10 o'clock. Thanks so much for tuning in. I went record shopping at the Record Swap over at the Makeout Room a week ago last Saturday. God, that was so much fun. It was great because the whole objective was to play like music. Like the DJs, pardon me, the vendors would say, hey, I want to sell this record. Will you play it for me? And I'm like, yeah. Then I get on the mic. Go buy this record from that vendor. They want to sell it. Go buy it from them. And half the records they brought me, I'm like, I think I want to buy this. I'll buy it. I'll buy this one. So I bought this one. The great Ralph Records release. Oh, and from 1981, last week I did my 15th annual. Four hours from 1981. This one I did not get on, so I'm going to have to play this. MX80 Sound is the name of the band, out on Ralph Records. Same label as The Residents, you may be aware. And the record is called Crowd Control. We're going to hear a track here called Obsessive Devotion on Radio Valencia.
Now if a six turned out to be nine,
collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're all pursuing my kind of drop of dime. I'm just gonna wave my three flags.
Oh!
Hot damn. That was delicious. Bad Brains off of their self-titled debut 1981. Pay to Come, the name of the track right there. Some Dungen off their 2015 LP out of Sweden, Alas Sock. We heard the title track. Some Jimi Hendrix off of the Axis Bold as Love 2025 remaster. We heard If Six Was Nine. Some Blind Shake in there. Pick that one up at the Record Swap. I love these guys out of Minneapolis. Oh, they're just such a great band, man. Holy hell. We heard Garbage on Glue off of their record Key to a False Door. Started off the set there with some MX80 Sound off of their Crowd Control LP out on Ralph Records. We heard Obsessive Devotion. John Hell, that's my name. I'm obsessed with you. But I have to leave soon. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will hopefully be in at the top of the hour. I love them. They were off last week. I just don't know their plans. So let's pretend that I absolutely know that they are completely going to be here. And then we can just, you know, set that aside and do more important things. Hey, so if you missed my 15th annual, where I do 1 year for the entire show, it was last week. Did you know that? Have I been like saying that enough to you? Anyway, so it was all 1981, and I did it for, can you believe it, 4 hours. And I could have gone a lot more. I could have gone for, like, days. I could have made you really feel like you were living back in the 1980s. For good or ill. Anyway, you could go on my blog, the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. Once again, that's hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. And you can click on the link and... The show is the 15th annual. Hey, do you think you got what it takes to do a radio show with us here at Radio Valencia? You can hit us up at station@radiovalencia.fm. That's right. station@radiovalencia.fm. And send us a show proposal. It's a bit of a pay to play because we have to pay the bills. I will be honest with you. But you know what? If you're a student or you know you're having a hard time financially, let us know that. We can offer some support where that's concerned, and we'd love to have you. So send us an email, tell us what you're thinking about, we can go from there. Psychedelic Porn Crumpets have a brand new album out this year called Pogo Rodeo. It's actually their second album of the year. Oh, these guys are fun. They just played live. I missed their local show when they were in San Francisco. That made me really, really sad. But we're going to go to them anyway. A track here called Born in the ADs. How do you feel about that one? It's actually spelled A-D apostrophe S, just to let you know. Right here. Radio Valencia.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some darts right there on Radio Valencia. Title track from their incredible record, Snake Oil 2022, came out on Alternative Tentacles Records. Huge fan of Nicole Loren, the vocalist and Farfisa player. She is just crazy good. Go see them when they hit your town. John Held here, Radio Valencia. Thanks so much for tuning in. Also heard some music there from Psychedelic Porn Crumpets from their latest LP, Pogo Rodeo. We heard Born in the ADs, the letter A, the letter D, etc., etc., etc. Oh, yeah, good stuff. Hey, the mission of San Francisco Marin Food Bank is to end hunger in San Francisco and Marin counties. Before the pandemic struck, one in five families was at risk of hunger. Now, the SF Marin Food Bank feels that the need is even greater. And it is, especially since the government shutdown, right? They aim to address hunger via their food pantry network, home-delivered groceries, and assisting folk with CalFresh food stamp enrollment. Since 1987, the SF Marin Food Bank has been striving to pioneer successful models aimed at ending hunger and to help many people get back on their feet after job loss or illnesses via their food bank program. To find out more about SF Marin Food Bank and to find out how you can help, please visit their website at sfmfoodbank.org. Again, that's sfmfoodbank.org. John Hill, going till 10, just about out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back next week, 8 to 10. You could always check out my blog, the Hellfire blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. That's where I like post all my shows and links to all the stuff, so you could find all that stuff there. Hey, we love you. We want you to do a radio show with us, because you just should, right? Why not? Email us, station@radiovalencia.fm. Let us know what you have in mind, and we'll talk to you. We'll see what's going on. We've actually added 10 shows in the last few weeks. We have a lot of new shows coming on. We're thrilled about it. Really, really excited. And let's get you going. What do you think? All right, anyway, dig this. I haven't checked this out yet because I don't have Disney, but I guess there's this whole, the new Beatles specials are going on, and in celebration of that, they've released Anthology Collection 4. You might be aware that the first Anthology Collections came out, my gosh, about 20 years ago, the first three volumes. Well, they just released Volume 4, and I'm freaking going nuts for it, because, hey, I'm a Beatles freak. Aren't you? I mean, aren't we all? Anyway, I want to give you one of the releases. One of the tracks on here is the first rooftop performance of Don't Let Me Down. You might be aware that on the Let It Be album, that was almost all practically from those performances. But this one was the first take of Don't Let Me Down. Let's do it right now, and I'll see you next week. Radio Valencia.
She does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does, yeah, she does. Yes, she does. The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Lizzie Godley, Blue Jay Gold. Who she does? I guess nobody ever really done me. She done me. She done me good. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Trumpet, fare you well, fare you well. Come on, Gabriel, and blow your trumpet. Fare you well, fare you well. I want you to blow it nice and easy. Fare you well, fare you well. Don't you wake my children who are down there sleeping. Fare you well, fare you well. Into that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. Come on, Gabriel, and blow your trumpet, fare you well, fare you well. Come on, Gabriel, and blow your trumpet, fare you well, fare you well. I want you to blow it as loud as thunder. Fare you well, fare you well. To wake those people who are going under. Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning. Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning. The one train run this track. Fare you well, fare you well. It goes up to glory and it comes straight back. Fare you well, fare you well. If I had a died when I